We now welcome into the call the head coach at Stony Brook, Chuck Priori. Good morning, Coach Priori.
Morning, Rob.
Good morning. Congratulations to your team. First playoff appearance since 2012 and first as a member of CA football. Just talk about the reaction of your guys as you saw your name come up on the screen yesterday morning.
Certainly there was anticipation in the room to see where we'd be playing and who we'd be playing. As a program, it was a goal we set forth. In the wintertime, we stayed the course. We did our end of the bargain, and you really put it in other people's hands. So I think it was a good, controlled emotion. I was kind of excited about it. Nobody jumped up and down. Everybody said, okay, let's play next week.
How much does it mean to have a chance to get a home game in the playoffs?
Well, the previous two times we played at home also in the first round. So it's certainly an advantage with the Thanksgiving holidays. It gives your local guys the opportunity to get home for a night and certainly not have to travel. So I think it's a huge advantage, and we're excited about having that opportunity.
We're here with Stony Brook head coach Chuck Priori. If you have a question for him, just hit *1 on your keypad. You guys certainly couldn't come in with much more momentum than you had Saturday. You rallied 14 points in the fourth quarter and went on a Hail Mary pass on the last play of the game. Just talk about that game a little bit.
Going into the game, I had tremendous respect for Maine and what they've done on the football field this year. I think they got hurt a little bit by those two early buys for consistency standpoint. First game of the year, had New Hampshire neck and neck. And I think, once again, if you watch them on film, they were as good a team as we played. And that showed up on Saturday also on the field. So I think it was a competitive game. Certainly, as Coach just articulated, these games go to the fourth quarter each and every week. And we were last one standing. And certainly that win helped us, because who knows what would have happened with when you let other people make decisions.
That last play, the 35-yard Hail Mary pass, how much is that something that you guys work on week in and week out in practice just in case you need it?
Well, I think, I'm sure all football teams do it. We have a philosophy here and that you train for the scenarios. You trust the scenarios when they happen. And I'd like to say that was the only thing that went well. But we got five plays off in 31 seconds. So it took a lot of things. And we spiked the ball with 6 seconds left. And if you're not set or go offsides, 10-second runoff, the game's over. So there were a lot of things that went into that. I give our coaching staff a lot of credit. Our defense got the ball back for us. We operated with five plays. And the last play was obviously executed correctly. But at that point, it's pretty much throw it up and see if you can come down with it.
Got an immediate question, Key, if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Greg Medea with the Daily News Record.
Hey, Chuck. I'll just ask you this. Where has your quarterback developed the most, Joe Carbone? Because if you look at the stats, obviously, last year, I guess 12 interceptions to three touchdowns, and this year he's done more than, I guess, flip the numbers, 20 touchdowns to just three interceptions. Where have you seen him grow the most?
Well, certainly, we had a lot of confidence in Joe last year, and unfortunately, the quarterback takes too much credit and gets too much blame also. But at the end of the day, Joe really just focused on himself. Our quarterback coach and offensive coordinator, Carmen Field, has done a great job of bringing his attention to detail and to the fundamentals and operate within the system. But I guess to really answer your question is he plays the next play as well as anybody I've seen in a long time. He has not let anything bother him, and that was not his strength last year. He worried about what happened the play before. And I've said this several times on this conference call, he also had a hurt shoulder after our bye week in week five and played with a sprained shoulder and then missed the last part of the year. So some of that probably isn't factored in, but we're really proud of where he's at. He's in the last 10 games, he's had 20 touchdowns and one tip ball for an interception, so hopefully he can continue that.
Got it. Now, I know you're focused on Lehigh this week, but I do cover JMU, so I just kind of wanted to ask you your overall thoughts when you saw the bracket unveiled and you saw that, you know, you'd have to go through JMU if you get by Lehigh.
You know, from my perspective, obviously I saw Lehigh and was excited we were in, and our kids were excited in. We met at 5 o'clock yesterday after the conference call and really said, let's focus in on Lehigh. Lehigh's a good football team. They score a lot of points. So that's the most important thing. You know, certainly if we're fortunate enough and lucky enough to win this Saturday, the attention to detail will be on JMU, as we did not have the opportunity to play them. And, you know, and so that'll be just the next step in the process.
Got it. Thank you.
You got it.
Chuck, let's talk a little bit about Lehigh, a team that won the Patriot League and got off to a slow start, but closed by winning five of its last six. As you've had a chance to take a look at them, what impresses you about them?
As explosive an offense as we'll see all year. Big receivers, quarterback who's dynamic, great running back, really, 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 really skilled offensively. I don't think anybody wants to play them. As a result of that, defensively, have given up points, but maybe more of a product of their offense scoring so quickly, they end up on the field a lot. But sound, doing things to take away some things that they got beat on early in the year. You know, I know Andy Cohen well, and he's a very good coach, and his kids play hard, and, you know, his coaches coach hard. So this will be a great challenge for us at Stony Brook.
You guys have been pretty effective defensively this year against teams that throw it around. You did a great job in the game against Richmond and really slowed down, you know, an FBS team in USF. How much does that experience help you going into facing a team like Lehigh?
Well, I think, you know, at the end of the day, you've got to keep the ball in front of you. You know, one of the things that happened at Maine is for the first time this year, we let two balls get in behind us. So, you know, against Richmond, you know, against New Hampshire, you know, teams that throw the ball as much as Lehigh is going to throw it, you got to keep the ball in front of you. You got to be willing to give up some first down yardage, rally up and make tackles and keep the ball in front of you and make teams drive on you. And, you know, that's been a philosophy of ours all through my tenure here, is control the line of scrimmage. You know, and don't be greedy, be needy. So hopefully we can continue to be that kind of team defensively.
I ask all the coaches here this morning and wanted to ask you, just four conference teams in the playoffs for the fourth year in a row, and I know you know how strong this league is. How much does the week in and week out rigor of playing CAA football teams help you when you go into the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, it's challenging. You know, I think the biggest thing I take from it is the mental preparation your team has to be. And it's where we hadn't been good in the past. You know, after, you know, the loss at Delaware this year, you know, one of the things we had talked about is you're bound to lose a league game. And when it happens, what's going to happen to you as a team and how are you going to rebound back? And, you know, you're going to go on the road and against teams that don't lose. I mean, Maine is a tough place to play. You know, going down to William & Mary for us had been a nightmare in the previous two times we've been down there. So you've got to win on the road, and you got to be prepared mentally. So I think it's as much of a mental game as the physical tools. And, you know, I think our preparation for that has been good this year, and so hopefully it can continue this weekend at home. And if we're lucky enough and God willing to play on the road next week, it'll hopefully certainly help us.
All right, Chuck, good luck Saturday against Lehigh. Congratulations again, and hopefully we're talking again next Monday morning.
Thank you very much.
All right, thanks. That concludes our CAA football playoff teleconference for today. Appreciate the three head coaches taking time to join us. As I mentioned at the outset, we'll do another call next Monday morning. Schedule will be announced after we see the results of Saturday's game. Again, appreciate the coaches' time and appreciate the media members who joined us here today. Thanks very much.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes today's CAA teleconference. You may now disconnect.